Ceselab, I am 17 years old. Today is November 30, 2017, and I'm speaking with Grace, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Baltimore, Maryland. When and why did you decide to become a teacher?
I became a teacher right after my graduation in college, and I was motivated when I had admired one of my mentors, the way she taught us.
Tell me about your first day as a teacher.
My first day was a bit nervous because I was in front of more or less 50 students in the classroom. And this was usually the size in one classroom, in one class back home in the Philippines.
How is teaching different from how you imagined it to be?
I thought all the while that it's different to teach, especially in college, since I was a college instructor, because of my students were old enough than me, which I thought they are more experienced than me, but I was wrong because it was more easy to teach older students because they can understand easily and behaved well.
Tell me about a time when teaching made you feel hopeful.
It made me hopeful because majority of my students, if not all, were very responsible, very respectful, and so friendly to me.
What are the most challenging and or funniest moments you've experienced in the classroom?
Most challenging experience in the classroom was when some of my students were trying to court me and many got a crush on me, and that's funny too.
How would you like your students to remember you? Great. It's
1, 2. It made me become more resourceful, patient, and responsible.
What was the most challenging thing in your process of being a teacher?
It is like to know and cope up the demands and requirements in times of accreditations.
Was there a teacher who had a particularly strong influence on your life? What did you learn about teaching from them?
Yes, particularly my husband. He is so intelligent, humorous, and patient, and that influenced me a lot.
What do you do today?
I am taking care of elderly people.
What do you miss about teaching?
I missed to be in front of many people, talking and discussing a lesson to them.
Words of advice for new teachers?
To keep going, never be discouraged, more patience, and enjoy the ride.